ओम शांति। बहुतों को संकल्प हो रहा है
ओम शांति मैनी आर हैविंग अ थॉट दैट आर वी गोइंग टू बी बाबा टुडे और नो सो आर वी गोइंग टू बी बाबा व्हाट डू यू थिंक एंड वी हैव टू लर्न अ टेक्निक so that we can have a good meeting with Baba every day in the morning at Amrikwela. And those who practice properly, they will surely experience that whenever they want to meet Baba, they will surely meet Baba. And conference say they have got the blessing that God Himself comes to distribute fortune.
To determine first. To change your life. Even though you're sitting in the sun. You may be sitting in the sun. Or you're sitting somewhere outside. Baba will definitely come to each one. And we should experience His presence in front of us, the hand of blessing of the Father is always with us. He with confidence is with us. Let there be this intoxication that the Father with confidence is with us. You may have come for the first time or many times. We have to fill our lives with godly intoxications. It is this time that I have to fill within myself the godly intoxications and godly powers. There is speechlessness in every home. There are mental ailments. In such a time, we have to give solution to these people who are mentally disturbed and who are sorrowful. We will all create a thought that in the coming times I have to help many souls. I will have to fill myself with godly treasures. I will give you a thought whether today or tomorrow. You may write down those thoughts, and those thoughts are at the confluence image. What we are doing. Are we doing that the one which we have to do? Or are we doing that what we should never do? From many ages we have been seeing other souls. Now it is a very beautiful time to look at ourselves. We have got the wisdom to look at ourselves. We have to now look at ourselves. We always have been talking to others, but now it is the time to talk to ourselves. And you will have a very beautiful plan before you leave here. And what very good things we have to do. What attainments, what self-respects should I take along with me? And what is the good practice that I have to do before I leave from here on? A second play is also coming to an end at this confluence age. Some souls have taken the bliss of experiencing God in the corporeal form. We also have claimed the right to get everything from the obvious Father. But now, with the power of intellect, we have to have the meeting with Baba, we have to catch his inspirations, and we have to give sakash to the entire world. And so the first practice which we have to do, I'll give you one more thought before that. You will have to make yourself happy. You will have to keep your mind and intellect peaceful. And it is in your hand. And if you give these things to the hands of others, then we will never become successful. In order to become a yogi, we should have the inner journey. Internally, we have to have the journey of the three worlds. We will go to the second world. We will also have to go to the Supreme Abode and also to the land of happiness. And first and foremost, which is where it is, we will have to again and again practice the full conscious stage. A very simple method which I am keeping in front of all of you. You consider yourself a star sparkling in the center of your forehead. And great a thought from the depth of your heart. I am peaceful. Accept this for yourself. My mind is peaceful. I am very happy. I am very fortunate. I am supremely pure. I am very powerful. Look at the form of the soul and have this deep thought. And the inner mind will accept this and will I remember when everything is being accepted by the inner mind, and that only will become our life. So now for 3 minutes we will have this beautiful practice. All see to yourself a sparkling star in the center of the forehead. My sun is very bright. A very powerful rays is being spread through me. I am the master of this body. Eternal, imperishable, immortal. Peaceful. My mind has become peaceful. I'm completely happy. I'm too happy. I'm too happy finding the Father and finding His true knowledge. I am the long lost Chama found child of the Father.
Remember the past and you will remain in light.
And there is the power in the soul conscious stage that it will make us to forget everything of the past. The days of sorrow will be forgotten. Almighty God in the middle east. There should be a very good practice of soul conscious stage, and automatically all the sorrows will get destroyed. All brothers and sisters have to pay a lot of attention and making effort. If you want to become a yogi, you should have the practice of soul-conscious stage. The mind will become peaceful, the intellect will become clean, and whatever Baba wants to give us, he will be able to give us. Otherwise, everything comes from up above and it just flows away, and we will be deprived of all the attainments. And therefore we have to pay attention to ourselves, that in our intellect we should not engage ourselves in gossiping, and we should not keep any dirty in our intellects. The entire world is being confused, is being or creating the very dirty thoughts. In one line Baba spoke, do any good service, and if you get this prayer that I have done this service, then everything whatever you have done will be finished. Baba has explained the karmic philosophy, and you knowledgeable souls have to experience that all task is being accomplished with the godly power. We are engaged in establishing this godly task, and therefore we have to surrender ourselves to Him. And if we're living in the household, we have the feeling of being surrendered to the Father, then Baba will make everything go through you without your knowing. So once again, stabilize yourself. I am a bright star shining in the center of the forehead. I am Master of Almighty Authority. Accept this. I have received godly powers. Just as I said, my Baba, and my Baba said, my all powers belongs to you. I am filled with godly powers. I am my thoughts. Look at your forms from the soul, from each and every part of the body. The red rays of powers is being spread everywhere. Take your intellect towards the Supreme Abode. The great light is sparkling. The seed of the tree, the Almighty Authority, the immense powers of His is being spread everywhere. Now the rays of bhavas are coming down and it's being absorbed in me. The godly powers are being absorbed in me. Now everyone will change your life before you leave from here. Now it is the traffic control time. Now everyone will create a thought. In what aspect I have to change myself? I have to change the way of speaking. I have to change my anger. I have to change the way of thinking. I have to change the way of seeing. I have to change my behavior. I have to change my actions. You can't take any special thing for transformation. And you create a thought that I have to bring change in these things. So now everyone will create a thought. I have the power of transformation in myself. Whatever transformation I want to bring in myself, I can do with Baba's help.
तब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले द्वार काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है तब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले द्वार Thank you.
Everybody will bring change in yourself and always remember this Baba's devotion. The garland of the tree will be in their neck, the one transforms themselves. Baba will change us completely and will make us perfect completely, but we have to just move a step forward and Baba is ready to prepare us in a different form. We will also thank those great souls, the one who 49 years I also met Dadi in Bombay. I was having great love for Dadi and lot of respect for Dadi. And she sacrificed everything of hers. And the way she sacrificed cannot be sacrificed by others. Baba had spoken many good things to Dadi. God Himself has praised her. That this one is a very cool soul, a very pure soul, egoless, very humble, always has the feeling of being an instrument. So 50 years many have received God's sustenance through her. So we are now sending good wishes to Dadi. Let her recover very soon, and once again we will attend the meeting of God. So we will all send our good wishes to Dadi. I definitely have seen Dadi for the last 50 years. Many deep things Baba has spoken about her. The most powerful authority comes and sits in her brain, and to accommodate it is a very great power which is needed. So once again, we will have a beautiful change. We all have to learn a very beautiful art to live a life very easily, to perform actions very easily, to come in contact with one another very easily. So whatever is happening, if we see everything in a very easy manner, then everything will become easy. There is Baba's version. If you become simple, even the elements will become simple. The circumstances will become simple. Your sanskars will become simple. And today Baba said very good thing. While performing action, we will feel as if we are doing nothing. And everything is being done by the Karan Karavan Har. So we have to develop this habit. While preparing food at home, or while performing any other activities at home, we will do everything in a very simple manner. And when we do everything in a simple manner, Baba's remembrance will also be in a very simple manner. Now we have to invoke Baba, and every day in two ways we will invoke Baba. And those two methods are, one thing is we ourselves will go to the second world to Baba. Otherwise, we will go and invite Baba in the second world to come to us. and have a very beautiful experiences.
Aur seekh lena hai ye ki roz isi tarah hai.
And we have to learn that every day, once in a day, for 5 to 7 minutes, we have to experience God's happiness. This will make the soul cool, filled with the supreme bliss. And if you claim this bliss every day early in the morning, then throughout the day, all negativities will be finished, the force of negativity will be destroyed. We all have to take this happiness. So first of all, we will invoke Baba, we will really go and really doesn't understand these things, because last Sunday Baba said, you just say Baba, and Baba with a 1,000 arms will be present in front of you. This has to be experienced. Say Baba. And whenever you call Baba, Baba has promised that he will definitely come. And so now we invoke Baba. Now we will take our intellect towards the Supreme God.
बुद्धि के नेत्र से देखें अपने प्राणेश्वर परम प्रिय परम पिता.
We will look at the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the one who has given this divine wonderful life in the Supreme Abode.
ये वही बाबा है.
This one is the same Baba. The one who extremely loves us. This one is the same one for whom to see our eyes gets wet. He is the great light, incorporeal, the ocean of love. We will invite him with great love. Oh, the Father who has given me this divine life, you leave your abode and come to me. And I am your sweet child. I am anticipating for you, I am invoking you. On our invitation, the Almighty Authority starts descending, spreading his brightest rays everywhere. He is descending. He has come to the subtle world. He has entered the body of Father Brahma. Both are now coming down. The divine angels coming via the sky, spreading the bright rays. Hands come in front of us, so everyone will see Baba Dada in front of you all. Baba is giving drishti. Baba has placed his hand of blessings on my head. A very peaceful and bright rays of his powers is being absorbed within me.
Baba, the mind, body,
everything will become so happy and cheerful. Before you go to sleep, you will visualize for yourself for 5 minutes. You look at each and every organ of your body that is smiling. The ailments will run away. Liver, kidney, brain, lungs, every part of the body starts smiling. But as soon as you wake up early in the morning, you should create this thought, no one is as fortunate as me. Then the fortune will continue to increase. So now, we will go towards the subtle world and have a very beautiful meeting with Baba. In a second, we will feel I am in the subtle world beyond the sky. And here there is completely white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. Supreme bliss is present everywhere. Brahma Baba is in front of me, a very divine, bright star, and the rays of happiness and bliss is being spread through every part of my body. The sun of knowledge is shining in the center of the forehead of Father Brahma. Baba is giving me drishti. Baba applied tilak on my forehead and gave the blessing. Child, always be happy. And he reminds us, children, you know the ordinary.
Ishrasti ki mahanatma.
You are the great soul of this world. I have given you godly powers. You are not weak. You are very, very powerful.
But along with that, we have to give subtle powers.
and we have to salvage many souls. We have to get them rid of all sufferings, all sorrows. And only then our life becomes successful. And this Baba's meeting becomes successful. So we will now increase this practice. And we will just see what all we will experience. And we will concentrate and we will all surrender one weakness to Baba, and whatever we surrender to Baba with true heart, we will definitely get rid of those weaknesses. Now a very beautiful song will be played and we will all sit in a very powerful stage. Om Shanti.